Stay tuned as Dr. Gary Hedrick discusses the Hebrew names of God today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. I'm Liz Aiello. Today, our speaker is Dr. Gary Hedrick, and his subject is the Hebrew names of God. What do these names mean? What do they tell us about God? And how do his names relate to each of us personally? I'll be back a little later with information about a special offer, so have your pencil and paper ready. Now, with today's study, here is Dr. Gary Hedrick.
All right, thank you, and welcome, listening friend, to another edition of the program. It's good to have you with us today as we continue our series of studies dealing with the Hebrew names of God. Now, today we are talking about the names that use Elohim or Elohei. What are they? Well, there are 15 of them altogether, so let's just run through them quickly so you'll know what they are. Number one is Elohei Kedem. It's found in Deuteronomy 33:27, and it means God of the beginning. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Number two is Elohei Ha Elohim, or God of gods. It's found in Deuteronomy 10:17. Number three is Elohei Haruchot Lakal Basar. It's in Numbers 16:22, and it means God of the spirits of all flesh, or God of the spirits of all mankind. This is interesting because it's where God was going to wipe out all of Israel and start all over again with only Moses and Aaron and their families. And it says Moses and Aaron fell on their faces and interceded in prayer for the nation. They cried out to the Lord, O God of the spirits of all flesh, will you destroy the nation because of the sin of just one man? And God spared the nation because of their prayers. Number four, in Leviticus 19:2, God is called Elohim Kedoshim, or the Holy God. The word Kedoshim is from Kadash, which means to set apart or to consecrate. In other words, God is separate and distinct from his creation. Although all of creation has been tainted by sin, God is still sinless and perfect in every way. Number five, he is Elohei Tzaveot, or God of hosts, according to 2 Samuel 5:10. We will talk more about this one when we get to Yahavah Tzaveot. Number six is Elohei Yishi. It's in Psalm 18:46, and it means God of my salvation. When the Messiah was born, the angel told his parents to name him Yeshua, which means salvation, because he would save his people from their sins. Jesus knew that was his mission. In Luke 19:10, he said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Number seven, Psalm 43, verse 2 calls him Elohei Mudzi, or God of my strength. If we think we are strong, then we are weak. But when we realize that we are weak and he is strong, then we become strong. In fact, 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "The weaker we are, the stronger he is in us." The Apostle Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." Number eight, according to Psalm 59:10, he is Elohei Chasdi, or God of my mercy. In other words, the God who is merciful to me. Remember what we've said before about the meaning of mercy? There are three words whose meanings are interconnected. Those three words are justice, mercy, and grace. Here is the easiest way to remember what they mean. First, justice is when you get what you deserve. Mercy is when you do not get what you deserve. And grace is when you get what you do not deserve. Let me say that again. Justice is when you get what you deserve. Mercy is when you do not get what you do deserve. And grace is when you do get what you do not deserve. You see? So the idea behind mercy is that he doesn't have to help us. There's nothing necessarily that says he should help us or that he must help us, but he does it anyway. Mercy is when you have the power to hurt someone, but you don't. You may have the goods on that person. With just a few words, you could really take him down a few notches. You could hit him right between the eyes, and it may be a temptation to do that. And if you did, he would be getting exactly what he deserves. But you don't do it. You could, but you don't. That is mercy. And God is not only a merciful God, but he is the God who is merciful to me. That is Elohe Chasti. Number 9. In Psalm 109, verse 1, he is Elohe Tahilati, or God of my praise. He should be the object of my praise and of your praise, my friend. Number 10. In Isaiah 30, verse 18, he is Elohe Mishpat, or the God of justice. One of the great tragedies of this corrupt world system is that so many evildoers get away with it. One of the ironies of our world is that so many good people suffer and so many bad people prosper. The prophet Jeremiah wanted to know why the way of the wicked prospers. Jeremiah 12:1. And we all wonder that. You see some big shot who's guilty of murder or another horrible crime, but he can hire the best legal team that money can buy. And what happens? He gets off. You say to yourself, look at that guy. He's as guilty as can be, but he gets away with it. And I can't even get away with a traffic ticket. It's true. There's very little justice in this world. But our God, listen, our God is a God of justice. You can be sure, my friend, that justice will be done. Maybe not in this world, but in the world to come. And Mr. Big Shot, if you're listening to me and you think you got away with it, let me tell you something upon the authority of God's word. You didn't get away with anything. It's all been recorded. And one day you will pay for what you did, because God is a God of justice. You say, all right, Gary, I'm guilty. I did it. But what can I do about it? Very simple. You can do the three R's. First, repentance. Flee to Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin. Accept his forgiveness. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the first R is repentance. Then the second R is responsibility. Accept responsibility for what you did. Go to the authorities and confess. The scope of your confession should be equal to the scope of the offense. And the third R is restitution. Go to whomever you wronged and make it right. You say, Gary, you don't know what that'll cost me. Well, the question you have to ask yourself, my friend, is this. Is it worth losing my soul? That is the ultimate cost of unconfessed and unforgiven sin. Number 11. In Jeremiah 10:10, he is Elohim Chaim, or the living God. He is the God of life, and that means all life, physical life and spiritual life. From a physical standpoint, all life comes from God, and that means from the moment of conception until natural death. Any attempt to interfere with that natural process from conception to natural death is tantamount to usurping the role of God. That is physical life. Then also from a spiritual standpoint, God is the one who gives spiritual life, which we call salvation, eternal life, everlasting life. Salvation is entirely a sovereign work of God. Number 12, according to Jeremiah 23:23, he is the God who is near, or Elohe Mikarov. Jeremiah says, am I a God at hand, Elohe Mikarov, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? In other words, God says he's a close-up God and not a far-off God. Remember when Eliyahu had his confrontation with the Nevi'im of Baal on Mount Carmel, Elijah and the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel? What did Elijah say to those pagan prophets when their prayers were not answered? He said, maybe your God has gone away on a trip, and that's why he does not answer you. Well, the God of the Bible wants his people to know that he never goes on a trip. He is always near. He is always at hand. Number 13, he is Elohe Kol Basar, or the God of all flesh. I like this one. Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Think about that, my friend. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Number 14, he is Elohe Silakat, the God of forgiveness. Nehemiah 9:17 says that even when Israel was stubborn and stiff-necked, God was ready to forgive them. He says, thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And finally, number 15, the last of the Elohe names is Elohe Marom, which means the God of heights, the high God. Micah chapter 6, verse 6, wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? The prophet Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. This is not just an altitude, my friend, but also amplitude. It speaks of his position and of his exaltation. He is the high God. Well, those are the 15 names that include Elohe, and that's all of our time for today. Next time, we'll finish up this series by talking about the personal name of God, the name that many Jewish people will not even pronounce. We'll talk about it. Until then, this is Gary Hedrick saying, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary, and thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. We've been listening to Dr. Gary Hedrick, our Bible teacher, here on Messianic Perspectives. If you're enjoying Dr. Hedrick's presentation on the Hebrew names of God, you'll be glad to know that we've placed this entire series on three compact discs. The set is available for your gift of just $18 or more to help us keep this program on your station. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues our series of studies on the Hebrew names of God, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.